That's a tune from a brand new album featuring Barney McClure on organ with the Central Washington University Jazz Band, directed by Chris Bruja. The tune called Hookin' It was written by Pete Chrisleib and Joe Roccisano, and the arrangements for this album were done mostly by Phil Kelly, except for that one, which happened to be arranged by Pete Chrisleib. And the tune called Hookin' It, it featured Owen Evans on alto from the Central Washington University Jazz Band, along with organist Barney McClure. The new CD is called Show Me, and it's just out on the OA2 label. Hello, welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Some new releases on today's program, as well as some news about upcoming jazz events. There's a new recording by vocalist Tony Petrillo, who's, I believe, from Port Townsend, and he has a nice new recording with Bill Anschell on piano, Jay Thomas on various horns here, tenor sax on this one, Kerry Black on bass, and Mark Ivester on drums, Jeff Bush on percussion. And this is a nice version of the Horace Silver tune, Senior Blues, with Tony Petrillo doing the vocal.
Senior Blues is what they call him. Way down Bay, Kelly Way. Senorita's falling for him with a hope that he will stay. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. Yes, he's tall and good looking, and he always knows just what to say. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. Caddy way. Senorita's falling for him with a hope that he will stay. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. Well, he's done. Yes, he's tall and good looking,
and he always knows just what to say. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. Senor Blues.
That was music by saxophonist Lucas Pino and his No Net, Non Net, and a tune titled Strange Breakfast. And that's from a brand new CD on Origin Records by the No Net, Non Net. That's one of the groups that's going to be featured at the upcoming Ballard Jazz Festival. Tony Petrillo was the singer before that, doing Senior Blues, Horace Silver's tune. Nice tenor work in there by Jay Thomas. Bill Anschel was the pianist, with Kerry Black on bass and Mark Ivester on drums. Tony Petrillo's new CD is called Transition Point. He's in the process of planning a CD release party. We'll let you know more about that when we find out. You're listening to Jazz Northwest on a Sunday afternoon here from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Thanks for being with us here. Speaking of the Ballard Jazz Festival, it's coming up May 6th, 7th, 8th at various locations in the Ballard area of Seattle. It begins on Wednesday night with the Brotherhood of the Drum at Connor Byrne Pub. There'll be three different groups led by drummers Michael Shreve, Gene Coy, and Julian McDonough in turn. And then Thursday night's the Guitar Summit, and that brings together Peter Bernstein, Jerry Hahn, and John Stoll, each playing with their own group at Connor Byrne Pub. The Ballard Jazz Walk, always one of the most popular events, takes place in downtown Ballard along Old Ballard Avenue, as well as on Market Street. Some of the people who will be appearing, former Seattle resident Roxy Koss, Pearl Django with Gail Pettis, Doug Beavers Quintet, Michael Zilber, Overton Berry, Gavin Templeton, and Table and Chairs Label Showcase, a very popular concert last year. Jay Thomas, who you just heard, with the Cantaloupes, Karim Candy's Organ Trio, and more. And then the Friday evening, added event is the Friday evening concert, which will take place at the Nordic Heritage Museum. Peter Bernstein Trio and the David Friesen Circle 3 Trio will be playing that Friday night concert, and there's still time to catch the Ballard Jazz Walk afterward if you can attend both. As we mentioned, the Lucas Pino No Net, Non Net Seattle edition, which we just heard, will be appearing on the main stage concert on Saturday night, along with great tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander, who will be joined by the Peter Bernstein Trio in the main stage concert on Saturday night. Also a Swedish pancake jazz brunch with Thomas Marriott's group playing on Saturday from 11 to 1:30, also at the Nordic Heritage Museum. Lots of events coming up, and that's May 5th through the 9th in and around Ballard. More information online can be found at ballardjazzfestival.com. Next, we'll be listening to a tune from a new CD by Pearl Django. It's called Time Flies, and this is a composition by the bass player Rick Lepinen. He calls this Something Borrowed. Thank you.
Just the mystic in my soul. There's something calling me from way above me. It's just the mystic in my soul. I've got to give up all my attachments. I'm only content living His way. There is no other life of which I'm founder. Just the mystic in my soul. You're looking at a lady who loves to dance and sing of heaven. You're listening to words and melodies that soon will cause your life to leaven. So free yourself and fly without fetters. I'll come with you. Just the mystic in my soul. Something calling me from way above me. It's just the mystic in my soul. I've got to give up all my attachments. I'm only content living His way. There is no other life of which I'm founder. It's just the mystic in my soul.
Ana Villanova is her name, and her alternative lyrics to the song Gypsy in My Soul, she calls it Mystic in My Soul. She's written a number of songs in this new CD called The Thief, which came out last fall. She was at Victoria Conservatory of Music in Canada, leading the vocal wing of the jazz department there as head vocal jazz instructor and ensemble conductor as well. More recently, she has, I believe, moved to Seattle and is performing in this area. She is going to be performing in the next Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum on May 14th, 5:30 to 7:30. Ana Villanova and Mystic in My Soul from her CD, The Thief. She was accompanied there by Misha Piatigorsky on piano, Neil Swainson on bass, and Willard Dyson on drums. Before Ana Villanova, we were listening to the new recording by Pearl Django from their new CD, Time Flies. That was a Rick Lepinen composition titled Something Borrowed. Rick on bass, Michael Gray violin, Troy Chapman, and Ryan Hoffman guitars, and David Lang on accordion. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, and also streaming at kplu.org. And continuing with a tune from Thomas Marriott, and then we'll hear one going back to 1962 and a live broadcast from the Penthouse with Ernestine Anderson. First, here's Thomas Marriott on trumpet with Orrin Evans at the piano, Eric Rivas on bass, and Donald Edwards on drums. And we'll hear them doing a composition by Thomas Marriott. There's a great video for this, too, as well. You can find on YouTube. It's called The Tale of Debauchery.
Thank you. was very young. The world was younger than I. As merry as a carousel, the circus tent was strung with every star in the sky. Above the ring we loved so well. But now my young world has grown old. Gone are the tinsel and gold. Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do? Old girl, you're through. So sit there and count your little fingers. Unhappy little girl blue. Sit there and count the raindrops . What can you do? It's time. It's time you knew that all you can count on is the raindrop. That fall on little girl blue. No, you old girl, you might as well surrender your hopes, your hopes. Your hopes are getting slender. Why won't somebody send a tender blue boy to cheer up little girl blue? No use, oh girl, you might as well surrender. Your hopes are getting slender. Why won't somebody send a text? Blue boy to cheer up little girl. Blue boy, cheer up little girl. Someone send a blue boy to cheer up little girl. Blue.
That was Ernestine Anderson singing back in 1962 at a place called The Penthouse. It was a club down at First and Cherry in Pioneer Square in Seattle. And I was doing live broadcasts from the club every Thursday night. And this music drawn from a couple of live broadcasts we did there in 1962, which was the year the club opened. The group backing Ernestine Anderson here was also known as the Subtle Tones, but it was Dick Palombi on piano, Chuck Metcalf on bass, and Bill Richardson on drums, and a young Ernestine Anderson singing Little Girl Blue. The album has been issued on High Note Records. It's called Ernestine Anderson Swings the Penthouse. We recently had an opportunity to play the album for Ernestine Anderson and enjoyed watching her as she listened to it, snapping her fingers and waving her arms around. She was back in the moment as we were listening to this. It was great to see. Before that, we were listening to Thomas Marriott on trumpet from his album Urban Folklore. And that was with Orrin Evans on piano, Eric Rivas bass, and Donald Edwards on drums. Thomas Marriott's composition, The Tale of Debauchery. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Let's take a look at a few things on the jazz calendar. Today, Full Circle Ensemble is playing at Al Malecon. Some new arrangements by Bob Hammer, who continues to crank them out. Really some wonderful music played by this medium-sized ensemble. The Full Circle Jazz Ensemble at Al Malecon, which is down on Post in downtown Seattle. And they'll be playing from 5 to 7:30 today. Sergio Mendez is wrapping up his stint at Jazz Alley tonight. Greta Metassas singing with guest Overton Berry at Bakes Place in Bellevue tonight. The Danny Kolke Trio plays at Boxley's in North Bend. Coming up next week, Thursday night, which is International Jazz Day in all around the world, there'll be a celebration of jazz heroes in various communities, and the Jazz Journalists Association Jazz Hero for Seattle is Mack Waldron at Tula's, and that will take place at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. Hope you can join us. It should be a nice affair. We owe a lot to Mac for keeping a club going, featuring live local jazz all these years. That's on Thursday night. Also on Thursday, Al Di Meola opens at Jazz Alley. Bill Anschel Trio will be playing at Tula's following the presentation of the Jazz Hero Award to Mack Waldron. Friday night, Jay Clayton will be back in town with Deja Colantuono, a mother and daughter presentation with Don Clement on piano. That's at the Royal Room on Friday night. George Colligan, who has a new CD, will be performing with his group Theoretical Planets at Tula's on Friday night, and Jovino Santos Neto will be playing at Vito's. Saturday, Mark Seals' quartet plays at Tula's. Mark has a new CD in his American Songs series. And the Imp Fest, the Improvised Music Festival, will be going on May 1st through the 3rd, Friday through Sunday, next weekend. It features Bill Frisell, Chris Cheek, and Steve Swallow on successive nights at the University of Washington Ethnic Cultural Center Theater. They'll each be playing with their own group and inviting some University of Washington jazz students to join them in the Imp Fest, May 1st through the 2nd, at the Ethnic Cultural Center Theater at the University of Washington. And also coming up on Monday the 4th is Tim Burns' Snake Oil, presented by Earshot, part of their spring series at the Royal Room. Get out and hear some live jazz. Lots of good stuff going on. Here's a tune from Danny Kolke, whose trio plays every Sunday evening at Boxley's in North Bend, and here joined by special guest Pete Chrislieb on tenor sax, John Hameroth on bass, and Greg Williamson at the drums, Danny Kolke at the piano, and we'll hear them doing a tune from the Pony Boy album, recorded live at the club. This is Just Friends. Thank you. Tom Collier solo album playing all parts there on one of his early compositions, one that he has recorded three times before, first in 1979 on an album for Howard Roberts. It's called Turning to Spring. Tom Collier playing vibes as well as drums and synth bass. That's from Tom Collier's new album called Alone in the Studio. And before that, we were listening to Danny Kolke Trio with special guest Pete Christlieb in a live recording made at Boxley's in North Bend, where Danny Kolke plays every Sunday evening. Danny on piano here with John Hamer on bass and Greg Williamson on drums, and guest Pete Christlieb on tenor saxophone in the tune Just Friends. And that wraps up our Jazz Northwest for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for joining us and listening today. And stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley, featuring a full-length performance of Cottontail by Duke Ellington. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.